We're recording. Here we are, episode 4.
Wait, is this episode 4 or 5? We're already having technical difficulties?
Really?
Yeah, bro. Let's just, like, I got the recording going, but let's just do this again.
Okay.
All right, welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Justin, and Brian.
Oh, you're okay.
Let's try this again, bro. Oh, God. All right.
All right. Here we are, recording. Not really live, but recording.
Back
on the late hours of June 27th.
Late as fuck. It's 10:18. Just took too long just to get this podcast set up.
Yeah.
Well, if we gotta let our viewers know that this is new to us, that we are currently doing something brand new. We are
shout out to our new followers, your mom and your sister. Huge fans of the podcast, I heard. So, you know,
that is true.
Don't want to disappoint them.
No, we can't disappoint our fans. All right, so like I said, this is new. We're doing something brand new that we haven't done before. We're talking through Ventrilo. We're not at each other's houses. We're at our own separate houses this time. A little bit different. I'm usually having an easier time talking to you, Brian, when I'm, like, right next to you. But
yeah,
it does help.
Just talking to a screen.
It does. I mean, I have to say, it does help that I'm able to see you, though, rather than just talking.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, here we are.
What is it, Saturday today?
Yeah, today's Saturday. So, a few days ago, do you know the Nexium, the sex cult?
Talking about a sex cult?
A sex cult.
No, I didn't. It's called what, Nexium?
Yeah, it's a really weird spelling, but apparently it was like this cult that, like, once you're in, you were like, they like made you take naked photos, they branded you, and like you couldn't get out or else the photos would be leaked and all this.
Like a lot of other cults.
Yeah, so the leader of it, he finally was found guilty of all charges in his case. So everything from, like, sex trafficking to, like, torture and all this kind of stuff. Let me see. They're in the cult. Recruiting women who would be coerced into having sex with them. And there's an actress. Oh, man, what's that show called? But she was part of it. She was, I guess, a pretty big actress. She, like, helped recruit women. And also, like,
sort of like how the woman that would help Jeffrey Epstein recruit other women.
Which is, like, that's pretty low, you know? It's like, dang. You think girls would look out for each other, but nah. Sometimes.
Well, I think that's what a lot of them thought. They thought, like, oh, here's another lady, another woman, saying, I can trust this other fellow lady, saying this guy's pretty cool, you know?
Crazy. But yeah, so another person who was charged with sex trafficking that not many people know is El Chapo. On top of all the drug stuff, he was charged with child trafficking, I think.
See, they don't really talk about that stuff. They really focus on the drugs.
Like, and it's, like, theorized that El Chapo and this guy who ran the Nexium cult, like, they knew each other because I think this guy got arrested in, like, El Chapo's known, like, territory. So, like, you know, the theory is that they were, like, in cahoots.
Theory was what? In cahoots with what? Because it cut off momentarily.
Oh, really? Just that, this leader of the Nexium cult, like, it's theorized that he knew El Chapo because he was arrested in, like, El Chapo's, like, known area. I forget.
Territory?
Where. Territory. Sex trafficking, child pornography, extortion, branding, degradation, and humiliation. Jeez.
Speaking of, like, El Chapo, like, his craziness of what he used to do, Wasn't did you ever hear anything furthermore from that body that was found in the Golden Gate Canal off of like I-75?
I'll look it up right now.
Gonna be a lot of dead space air that I gotta be editing out.
Yeah, sorry.
Now you're fine. I think that's like the easiest part. I can just like click on the mass amount of empty space that's there and just edit it and cut it.
All right. So the only thing that pops up, 12 days ago, sheriff's office working to identify a man dead in canal near I-75. It's like the original article, you know?
Probably because since it's quote unquote active investigation,
14
there's not
days
going to be any update.
ago. Yeah, there's literally. Oh. Different body was identified. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything.
Hush hush, right?
Yeah, that's how Naples is, you know? It's like pretty hush hush.
What do you think about them saying like that there's rises in COVID-19 cases with the jobs opening up and stuff like that? Do you think it's like bullshit in a sense of like when the riots were going on, they really never mentioned anything about the concern with all these people being next to one another about catching COVID, but then it's all of a sudden a problem when the jobs are opening up and then they start to say, "Oh, there's a rise in COVID-19 cases when people are just starting to go back to work." It's just kind of iffy,
Last I
right?
had heard, like, they haven't even been able to, like, isolate COVID as the actual, like, disease by itself. I don't
What do
know
you
if you
mean
can
by
change
that?
that. As far as I know, people are just, like, testing positive for just, I don't know. I had heard, like, you know, if you have, like, asthma or some kind of other issue, like, as simple as asthma, but, you know, it could be anything, like, your body releases these, like, antibodies that fight off the disease or whatever. And that you'll test positive for those antibodies, which means you'll test positive for COVID, allegedly. So,
That's what
like,
confuses
if you were to
me.
get tested, you know, you'd probably test positive, even though you feel fine, right?
Yeah, but
And
then
then
in the end of
they
the
hit you with the
day.
bullshit, oh, you're asymptomatic, so you're not gonna show any symptoms.
So, yeah, at the end of the day, what does that mean for
Yeah.
me and everybody else?
Well, you still have to quarantine because you're still COVID positive.
Okay, but then let's say if you do quarantine and there's still no vaccine out right now, what does that mean? Like, I'm just gonna stay isolated all by myself forever, but at the end of the day, I'm fine, you know? I'm not feeling any symptoms.
I mean, I think the quarantine is like 14 days, but I don't know how they really, like, you know, mandate that. Here's a crazy story too. Apparently, there's like a huge dust cloud supposed to hit the US next week.
A dust cloud of what?
That air just
Supposed to
got.
hit the United States?
It's just like, it's apparently it moves from Africa over the Atlantic Ocean. It moves over a whole ocean and gets to the United States. It just sounds really weird to me, you know?
Well, I mean, what also sounds really weird to me is they say our internet's just cables on cables underneath the ground and underneath the ocean that's connecting through other continents. That's the diagram that I was shown on Google, so that, I mean, you know. It just, if
Yeah,
there's like a bunch
I'm
of
looking
cables
at
underneath the ocean,
pictures
it's like
right
it doesn't make
now.
any sense why the like, cellular towers work, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how it works either, right? Especially they say there's like hundreds of thousands of satellites up there.
Oh, yeah, even with the like GPS global positioning systems, like you think we have this technology to where you don't even need any wires, and then you go online and it says, yeah, we get our information through like, I mean, I know, you know, Ethernet cable, but at the end of the day, like, it's just tons of wires going underneath the water, underneath the ocean. I don't know.
Who knows how it
What are you
works?
looking up now?
I was still looking at the dust cloud, but you know, I don't know. It says it's here apparently, but
Dust clouds here already? I don't see shit.
yeah, I haven't noticed anything for sure.
Well, I mean, it could be one of those things to where, like, if we didn't have television or like news,
But it
I mean,
arrived in
how are we gonna know if a
Houston.
hurricane's there? What
Yeah,
was
it
that?
arrived in Houston.
Oh wow, causing havoc on
I just
Houston.
think it's weird. They expect me to move to like think that sand can just travel thousands of miles over the
In the
ocean.
ocean too, water where
Yeah,
it like
water.
naturally sticks.
Like through wind? You're telling me there's no rain in the ocean at any point either?
Just imagine how powerful this gust storm is. Like you're telling me like
Right?
it just blew all that shit and like was able to like maintain the air and not like fall down in the
That's
water
pretty
all that
fishy,
distance.
right? Like, yeah. Is that just a big, powerful windstorm?
Holy shit, that's pretty scary to grasp. Like,
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know, man. I know like this topic and article is pretty old. It's from 2018, but everybody's losing their jobs to automated cashiers. I mean, it's just like cashiers are losing their jobs to
Yeah.
robots, bro. We're losing our job to robots. It's happening, man. It's not a joke.
I think in Arizona they have the first McDonald's that's all robots, and there's only like one human to, maintain everything.
Maintain the robots to see, oh, one
Yep.
malfunction, oh, gotta repair it. That's basically like we have predicted this in movies. Wasn't that in like Willy Wonka, where it's just the maintenance guy repairing the like the equipment, and even then he loses his job. I don't know, there's depictions in movies that are real. So what do you think about all these certain protesters and rioters that are taking down statues of like historic?
So, I don't know. It's crazy 'cause yeah, I get, I know it's like a racist thing, like while they're taking out the statues, but wouldn't it just be like better just put them on a museum? Just like this is how it used to be, you
I mean,
know?
I thought that's the whole point of having a statue and having museums and having
Right? You
quote
got to
unquote
destroy
history
it, just put it in a
class.
museum and just like, yeah, this is how it used to be, you know?
Okay, I want to be really serious about this BLM, Black Lives Matter thing. I mean, obviously, all lives matter, but I just don't get the push towards this Black Lives Matter, because I mean, like, I can't even go ahead and say that I don't get it, because it's like I get it, but it's like
Why now,
it's been, what was that?
It's like, why now?
Exactly.
It's in
It's
like so many other like times.
just think about it. I don't remember this growing up as a kid and being in school and being like everybody's my friend type situation, and like seeing it now, it's like the way they want to turn one another on each other and then bring racism back. It's just like nobody's really talking about their skin color, black and white. It's just like the media is talking about it, and then therefore we're seeing it, and then we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know. What are all these protests for? Yeah.
I think about that all the time. Like,
'Cause like where we live, like there was protests for like 2 nights, and now it's just like nobody's protesting. Like
oh
not
yeah,
here.
Naples, bro. Like,
Yeah, they're like,
those
you know
two.
what? We gotta work.
Even those 2 nights, it wasn't anything like crazy. It was just them on a
Yeah, do people bring
microphone.
their dogs and stuff? And I'm just like, oh, they, I don't know. You know shit's not gonna pop off. Shit pops off and you have your dog.
Definitely not. It never popped off anywhere near the capacity of like
No.
Minneapolis
They
or any other
arrested like
states.
3 people, but.
Bro, if
And
anything
then I
popped off in
saw the
Cody
ambulance
County.
had to come for a lady who got dehydrated. But it's just like, why would you go and not drink water? It's hot as fuck.
Exactly. That's like the most that you'll get here. Woman dehydrated.
Right. Here's a funny story. Ready? 3 dead and 3 injured in New Mexico after
Funny.
drinking hand sanitizer.
What?
Oh yeah, it wasn't funny until the end there.
Yo, you thinking they're all like they can get drunk on like the hand sanitizer?
I don't know. Let's read. Let's see what the article says.
And where's this at? Arizona?
New Mexico. All right. 3 people have died. 3 others are injured. And one is permanently blind after drinking hand sanitizer containing methanol, a toxic form of alcohol. The New Mexico Department of Health has said Friday.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So the first case was reported to the New Mexico Poison Control Center in early May, while others occurred after May 29th.
Sounds just stupid.
Right? This is news.
Bro, at least they're reporting some kind of news. I mean, it's just beginning the same old shit. COVID-19, and then before
But you know what's
COVID-19, it was
crazy about
just
these
Trump.
stories?
What was that?
What's crazy about these stories is really they don't really release any like details. Like, there's no names. They don't say what part of New Mexico or anything. I notice they talk about the CDC a lot, the Food and Drug Administration. Yep, they warn consumers. Okay. Yeah. This is just basically like a big propaganda piece to like
I mean, in the
listen to the
end,
FDA, listen to the CDC, because you know they know
yeah.
everything.
I
That's
mean,
where
'cause like
all
in the
the
end, they're just being paid off.
experts say. Anytime you see that experts say, just question who are those experts?
For
You
real,
know?
just a paid actor,
Experts
just a guy
say.
in a doctor gown.
Yeah, right? If that. A guy behind the
Yeah.
desk, the guy writing the story. But yeah, there's like no details at all in this story, other than listen to the CDC and FDA, because they give you all these percentages and tell you what hand sanitizer to use. That's stupid.
Telling us to wash our hands for 20 seconds and then sing the happy birthday. Anything new and exciting?
Work.
Work life.
Unfortunately, just working, you know, sucks.
Yeah, it was honestly kind of nice having that COVID-19 vacation.
Right, well, get ready. They might lock it down again. Let's see what Florida's at in terms of cases.
No! I mean, I read online that the deaths climbed past 1,200. But honestly, how are they getting these tests? Like, what are these mass amount of people are going in and just getting tested? Like how are these testing being
Look,
facilitated? Like, how
so
was
Florida
that?
breaks new single day record with 9,585 COVID cases.
Did you say 9,000? Over nine?
585.
How are you gonna test like that amount of people?
Yeah, in 24 hours.
And it's like all up to the user. So that's up to the person who actually wants to be like, hey, I'm gonna get tested today.
Yeah. So 132,545 cases have been reported statewide. But only
Okay, my question
3,300 people
is.
have died. You know, it's not
My
crazy.
question is, what are these numbers going to tell us? If you get tested, okay, yeah, I got a COVID-19 test, positive or negative. What are the result? What does that tell me? What does it tell us? What does it tell them? What do they want to know with these numbers and figures, you know?
So they're closing bars as if bars are the issue.
For real, isn't it ironic that they'll close the most leisurest thing, but like you're talking about like everyday life of like operations like grocery stores, Amazon's still open, Walmart's still open, big time corporations are still open. So you're talking about these places that are still open that are corporate. It's like so these guys are
Well,
allowed to, what was that?
our governor says that nothing has changed in the last week. The spike is just because of a test dump. That's what our governor said.
What does that even mean? So what is he saying? A
Right?
test?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, even I don't know, man. Our governor's wacky too, bro. Like,
Right?
he's wack.
I
He's
don't know,
wack,
because
bro.
like, he just walks around like nothing's happening, and he's like, I don't know.
Well,
It's one
I
thing
mean.
to be like, yeah, I'm all for opening, but like, he's literally acting like nobody else is freaking out.
Yeah, that and. I remember when he made a comment about like the Florida unemployment. He goes, "Who has been waiting for over like 3 months?" He goes, "Tell me who." I know that's personal error. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" Of course, just blame the person.
Yeah.
Politicians, man, you can't
Right.
trust any of them.
No.
What else are you digging up over there?
Wow. Some Florida counties have already closed beaches again.
Well, my sister says it's like a different world over there in Miami. Like, they said it's mandatory that you need to wear a mask. Like, They were also saying...
Where my uncle lives, they wouldn't even let people in and out of the building.
You weren't wearing a mask?
In or just general, like if you didn't live there, like, yeah, you couldn't go in. He's like, yeah, I would invite you over, but nobody's allowed in. What the...
I swear, it's getting more and more... I mean, in the beginning, in February, I already saw it as, like, martial law is taking into place, but it's already beginning to place where, I mean, they're controlling us. They're manipulating us. They're controlling our emotions.
Yeah.
They're...
And don't think it's going to start... Like, it's going to stop with the second wave. It's going to be a third wave or fourth wave. However many waves it takes just to get everybody to... conform to whatever they're pushing, you know.
Well, exactly. Like, you already have people who are like, I think I got this COVID-19 down pat. I got my mask, and they're like listing like the routines that they're going for, and they're like feeling appreciated and proud. Like they're like, yeah, I think I can get through this, and it's just like, this is what they're like training you to do to get like conform you to do this. Honestly, I like. It's pretty bad already. You can't, like, leave certain areas unless you... And then you can't even, like, go into certain stores without wearing a mask, and you might get a fine. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Like, even at my job, us as employees were mandatory to wear masks. But, like, I don't know. I'll forget sometimes.
I mean, I forget to wear my mask at my job, and I'm out... Look, I'm outside cleaning cars. I'm outside in heat. I'm the only one cleaning the car, and it's, like, 110 degrees out. Do I really want to be wearing a mask? No.
Right.
I really don't get the point of that either. Like, I'll see people wear masks outside in the open. It's just, like, why? Do you have, like, a very, like, condition where you're, like, super ill and you can't get sick? I understand if you're, like, that type of person who needs to be, like, safe. But, I mean, if you're that type of person where you're just, like, normal and healthy and you want to go outside and breathe fresh air, I mean, I would love to do that, you know? The moment our air outside it goes compromised, that means shit hits the fan, bro.
So, apparently, United Nations sides with Antifa terrorists, setting stage for UN invasion of America when Antifa backlash begins. That new world order.
Okay, so you got the UN siding with the anarchists.
Only because when, you know, we start fighting back and causing problems, that's when the UN comes in and takes over and one world government.
Yo, we lost power here, bro.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Or my lights just in my room just shut off.
Light bulb dead?
Maybe, I don't know. I thought I lost power for a second because the light bulb just turned off. Oh, it just turned back on. My light just turned back on.
This sucks because this is an audio podcast, but we're FaceTiming and I did, you know, I just witnessed what he was saying.
You don't see like a ghost or anything like turning on and off my lights. And the walls would ooze green slime. Bro, you saw that though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally forgot what we were talking about. I was totally freaked out by that.
The UN possibly coming to America.
I mean, you know how all these movies with the zombies and stuff? How much of that is really real? Like,
well, here's one about aliens. So, like, all those alien movies and, like, alien invading, they say, like, that's just to, like, push it so like when aliens do invade, allegedly it'll be easier for them to take control as a one world government because we'll be like, oh, let's just kill the aliens, you know.
I mean,
so that being said, also... there's a movie on Netflix that kind of like, so like Earth gets invaded by what they think is aliens, and the spoiler alert here, I forgot what the movie is, but it's on Netflix. The spoiler is the aliens are actually humans that were driven away from Earth because, like, AI took over. And, like, the humans that were on Earth were actually, like, cyborgs with, like, human flesh on it, on themselves. And the aliens that invaded were actually humans that were driven away. So it's just, like, humans are the aliens, is what I got from that, you know?
Bro, I'm just waiting to the day Skynet takes over.
Yeah, right. Dude, in the those movies, there's no Rothschild, you know? The Terminator kills everybody.
So even the rich still have to die.
Yeah. AI takes over? Yeah. They had like AI and it was like making up its own language, so they had to like kill it, you know, allegedly.
Oh, I remember that. It was like a Google project or something like
Yeah.
that.
And it started making up its own language. It's like, oh shit.
Or it was either Google or Facebook.
One of those, you know, AI companies.
And I remember one was making up its own like language and computing. It was like communicating with another computer. It was like talking back and forth. And they didn't know what it was saying because it's like it understood it
Yeah.
itself because it made its own language. And then I remember another one by Google where like it learns to walk, like it learns by itself how to walk, drop, or jump, and all that. I mean, I was just thinking about this like the other night, thinking about like how we like easy is to like make a computer program, and then like how maybe potentially easy is to hack and like make a virus. Well, like that's all computer and like technical language, but I wonder how easy it is to manipulate like the biochemistry like language, like chemistry, and like manipulate cells and like humans and like cloning and all that.
I mean, hey, who knows? Apparently, like a lot of the stars in Hollywood, you know, are allegedly clones. There is a movie with Will Smith, and he
This is a
like
recent
played
movie too, right?
himself.
What was
What?
that? This is a
He like played
recent movie, right?
himself
Yeah,
or
he played
something,
himself
and it
and he
was
was
like
like
a
gonna
younger
kill himself,
version.
right?
And allegedly, it was a clone that played the younger him. Allegedly.
Really?
Forgot what
I
that
don't know,
movie.
man. I don't know. How much do you believe in like adrenochrome stuff? Like, do you believe it's real? Do you believe like
I
stars and
mean,
celebrities are like, you know, taking this form
I.
of?
There's something to it, you know? Like, you know about like the Pizzagate stuff? If you ever look into that stuff, like, it really makes you like, there's something going on, you know?
Well, the Potestable brothers and all that too, with the, like their artwork and shit. They got some
Yeah.
weird artwork, man.
Yeah.
They got some weird shit going on, bro.
Yep. Yeah, like, the adrenochrome, you know, like, that, like, you know how DMT kind of like takes you to another dimension?
Yeah, like takes
So
you to another like
like
world,
with
and you can like.
DMT and with like mushrooms, you kind of go up in dimensions. With drugs like adrenochrome, you go down into lower dimensions. And that's why they do like rituals and blood sacrifice and they get into those lower dimensions. Because they communicate with entities that aren't really in our physical world.
So I mean, these entities are still there. Do you believe in that? Do you believe like the like, quote unquote, like ghosts, spiritual beings?
I mean, for sure, man, there's stuff that just can't be explained, you know?
I mean, think about that one story that we heard about that horse being emasculated, just completely gutted, skinned, and
Yeah.
it was just like the organs and everything was left behind. I know, like you were saying, there's like rumors of like, you know, portals opening up and like a beast coming out and like having a feast and like disappearing.
Yeah. Like Skinwalker Ranch, a lot of stuff about portals going on in there. There's a place in Florida too where they even say there's portals and stuff. I don't remember exactly where in Florida, but it'd be cool to check out.
Road trip for the podcast.
Yeah, we'd be camping because I think it's in the woods.
Definitely gotta do something like that for our audience.
Area, but yeah. Yeah, we should do some camping like around here one of these days, you know, out in like Picayune.
Well, the Picayune State Forest.
Yeah, it's like the closest place to camp.
We're gonna have to bring a strap, bring a gun with us. What was that?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
But I should because this is a podcast. Isn't it
Anything
crazy
else?
that like apps like TikTok, Snapchat, Pokemon Go, it's just all.
Yo, that one documentary that you'd send me that one other day, it was like a couple days ago by now, but it was that like professor lady at Harvard was talking about how, yeah, they just used a different company name, and it was actually designed in like Google Labs, but they just like marketed off at it as a different name, and it's actually like a marketing company that just steals your information. That's what Pokemon Go was. It was like a test that they were doing to see how many people can like get out, I don't know, walking about in like different areas and like get you in like different stores and stuff just to collect Pokemon.
Yeah, like stores like Sprint, like they had like Pokemon centers or whatever.
Yeah. I remember that when it was big.
Another way to track you.
I mean, that's our phone, man. That's what the phone's for.
Yeah,
The phone is the number one
that's why
tracking
you know, you
device.
put your thumbprint on your phone, you put the
And
face
now,
filters on
yeah,
Snapchat.
I was gonna say now most phones read your face, so they got your
Yeah.
face for identification now.
Apparently, facial recognition is so good, they can just do your eyes now. Your
I
eyes and
heard about
nose.
that. I heard they don't even need anything else. They just need your eyes.
Yep.
You can wear a mask, and then they can identify
Yeah,
you
they just
by the
need,
eyes.
like, around the eye area. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's where the direction we're heading in. I mean, it's even on our money. One world order, one
Yep.
global power.
Mass surveillance.
And think about like the stuff that was already exposed by like Edward Snowden about like surveillance and how worse it probably already gotten.
Yeah, right. Even Edward Snowden, you know, it's just like, yeah, he leaked that stuff, but you know, how do you know they just didn't want him to leak it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if they wanted him dead, he'd be dead. You
Didn't
know what I mean?
you mention that earlier before, where basically their goal is to send out so much misinformation to where it's like you don't know what information to believe?
Oh, yeah. That happened, like, during the Obama era when a lot of stuff started coming out on the internet. So, the way Obama handled it was just flood the internet. True fiction, complete. You know, bullshit, whatever. You know, that's why there's no real laws on like fake news, you know.
So it's so easy to like manipulate a story and get somebody to
Oh,
believe
yeah.
someone.
And make some logo that looks legit. KNTV, you know?
For real, just I mean we could potentially do that ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you work tomorrow?
Yeah, 11 to
The
close.
work life. I remember that was one thing we were talking about all the time. It was like, man, we want to get back to work. It's COVID-19, man.
Right? But now I'm like, oh, I hate work.
I swear, man. No, like I remember. I think your brother was saying this, but like a really wealthy person wouldn't be able to live our lifestyle. They just
Oh no.
couldn't.
No.
Like they would honestly like go crazy. They would just say, I don't even know. I can't even fathom what they would go through.
Right? It's like, oh, I got paid. Oh, but I gotta pay this bill? Oh, and that bill? And that bill?
Yeah,
Oh, wait,
and
wait,
wait until their check is like, oh, I only got paid $300. Wait, $300? That's what I
huh.
go for like in an hour or something.
In my case, wait till your check bounces.
Oh
It's
yeah.
like, oh, I have money. Next day, oh, took my whole check. Yep, big business.
Big business. And we the suckers.
Yep. Just pawns in the game.
Bro, pawns that's another reason why, like, they don't mind this chaos to keep going on. Because they're the ones in charge, they're the ones in power, they got the money. And if a little bit of chaos needs to happen, so be it. It doesn't affect them.
Yeah, we gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet.
That's the truth. People are so willing to, like, travel and go, like, travel the world for this protest and, like, risk their, like, take a bullet for a BLM or Black Lives Matter. And it's just like, well, you don't even know the cause you're fighting for. What was that?
Some of them are paid protesters.
I wish I could get paid, man. I'd be protesting. What was that?
From out of state. When they're arrested, they're from out of state.
How is this stuff, like, able to go on? Like, how is this funding crime? This is basically funding domestic terrorism.
Yeah, right? Who knows? You know, you just gotta know the right people.
For real, and these are people in business suits. These are people that are fucking, yeah, like, suit and tie that are starting wars.
Yep.
But, like, I've always, like, thought about, or kind of just, like, new here in Naples, Florida. There's a lot of old creepy men, and a lot of the old creepy men with money, I mean, they're just naturally creepy, so I can only imagine what kind of weird shit they do, you know?
Oh, for sure. When I worked in Mercado, I remember just old man, like, this old man, and he had, like, a really young wife, like, 30-something, and he's, like, dying. He's, like, 90. And, like, she was, like, Asian. Like, you could tell she didn't speak really much English. Like, and it's just like, damn, did he buy...
That brings up a good point. When I used to work at Starbucks, I would always look out into the crowd just because, of, like, I'm so bored and I want to leave. And I just want to escape. So I always just look out and see who's in the crowd. There'd be multiple times where this couple would come on in. And it was like you said, an 80-year-old man with an Asian young woman who's like in her 20s. And it's like, yeah, oh, you know what's going on. Like, and I'm talking like hunched over, can't even walk, like old man, yeah, gray hair, not even gray hair, like bald, like white, almost gone, deathbed. And it's like, you know, she's for the money, only there temporarily. Well,
that guy at Mercado, I remember he opened up his wallet and just had hundreds. Just hundreds. Pay with this? I'm just like, I guess, yeah. Hundreds.
Well, I remember seeing one, this is when Instagram was new, but seeing an Instagram post by Snoop Dogg, and on his dresser drawer was just usuals, 50s and 100s. That's his, like, change money. 50s and $100 bills is change, pocket change.
It must be nice.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, I can't really understand that with this BLM, Black Lives Matter crap. Yo, you got celebrities like Snoop Dogg, millionaire, black motherfucker, rich as fuck, and you telling me America is still on this racism shit?
Yep. Well, the same reason people will join, like, Bloods and Crips is because the same reason people join, like, the KKK, you know? It's just, like, a group thing, you know? It kind of makes you feel like you belong, you know? Like,
do you think that's what it is? It's, like, a feel of belonging? Like, oh, these are my people. Or, like, they think the same, you think? That's why they join? They're like, oh, we all, yeah, think the same?
Yeah, because, like, at the end of the day, they have more in common with each other than they do different, you know? But they don't see that. They just see it, like, based on, like, a color thing. And they're stuck there. But, you know, they're both, like, in the black neighborhood is called the ghetto, and the white neighborhood is called, like, the trailer park, I guess, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're both, like, poor, for the most part. People who join the gangs or the white supremacists.
It's just gang.
Poor with low opportunities.
I don't know, man. I feel like that saying is very, like, believable. The rich stay rich and the poor stay poor.
Yeah. And also, like, the music and stuff, like,
Oh, what
on
they
that
want you to,
whole.
like, get brainwashed with?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna sell drugs. I'm just gonna sell drugs.
Like,
I'm like,
that
you're only selling
industry
drugs because you
plant
heard it in a
they put there?
song.
What was that?
What?
What were you gonna say?
I've, like, people, like, you know, they start selling drugs because they hear it in a song, you know? And it's different compared to when, like, you actually, like, live in the ghetto. And it's like, oh, I just have to do this to make money.
Yeah, when
You
you
know what I
actually
mean?
have to sell something to make money. But I was saying something about the industry plants that are planted there, like Lil Pump, like
All of them.
him.
Even Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's planted there. You know? Snoop Dogg, I think he was like on trial for murder, and then somehow he got off, and they say that's
Yeah,
when he sold his soul. That's when he sold out, so he wouldn't go to jail.
really?
Allegedly, you know, if you want to
I
believe the
mean,
story.
I heard about that where he was on trial. Same thing with OJ Simpson, man. Like, he killed his wife.
Yeah. See, OJ Simpson, I don't know. That one was kind of crazy because, like, they found him not guilty, but, like, it was obvious he did it.
He just had the right lawyers.
I guess.
Yeah, see, the thing is, an average man would have been like, life in prison, have a nice life.
Yeah. Because the average man, they'll have like a court lawyer, you know?
Yeah, and an average man is getting the lawyer that's appointed to him. What is it? What are they
Yeah.
called? Public defenders.
Yeah.
And they ain't there to help you. All right, man, it's getting pretty late. Do you want to wrap up this episode?
Yeah, pretty much. Shout out to our two listeners, your mom and your sister. Showing support.
Yes, shout out to
Send
Kaylee
them
and my
some free
mama.
t-shirts.
What was that?
We'll send them out some free t-shirts.
Yeah, we gotta send our fans little gift bags or something.
Yeah. Tell them to join the Ventrilo. They can hop on the convo. Start doing like a live chat.
Definitely want to start doing that. Yeah, through Ventrilo. Guys, hop on through Ventrilo, get connected through our server, start talking with us on the podcast. Check out the
Yeah.
website, callyourcast.com, poptarts.org. What were you gonna say,
We're
Brian?
there. Spotify now, Apple Music,
Moving up.
SoundCloud, everywhere you find podcasts. Almost everywhere. Almost everywhere.
Signing out.
Yep, signing off.